I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Finishing the task of the Great Commission, Christ's mandate to go and make disciples of every nation, is a big job to say the least. And what difference can the efforts of one person make? We asked Chris Lang, the Director of Mobilization for Frontiers USA.
As individual Christians, you know, we need to continue to advocate for missions. Let's put together prayer meetings so that we can pray for the nations. For your listeners, some of them may be hearing that small, still voice in their heart, calling them out. Pay attention to his leading, because they may be called not just to pray and not just to send others, but to go themselves.
And from yesterday, India is not immune to the vices of society. In a nation of 1.3 billion people, uncounted multitudes lay forgotten and alone in prison cells. Faceless thousands are enslaved to drug or alcohol addictions. And while India's caste system is dead on paper, it's alive in practice. Dean Vandermeer says that's why Set Free Ministries partners with local believers to carry Christ's hope and love into India's darkest corners.
The untouchables in India, they actually believe that the gods are angry with them, and so they have to live this life in suffering and misery. So the huge lie in India is don't help the poor because they're being punished by the gods.
A new addiction recovery center is in the works, and Set Free India operates a thriving hospital ministry. Volunteers also make weekly visits to inmates at seven different prisons. If you'd like to help set spiritual captives free in India, just visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association makes available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.